Good evening, everyone. I'm Cameron Harper.
And Mike Landis.
I'm sorry, Cam. I'm Doug Adair. Blizzard conditions, extreme cold, workers sent home early, motorists stranded on the shoreway, and nurses outdoors picketing today. On Action 3 News tonight, a complete report on the natural gas crisis and the concerns in some communities of what a possible total shutdown. And what steps to take if your gas is shut off? The NAACP reaction
to the Cleveland School Board desegregation plan.
We have that. And Adele Silver reviews the movie Bugsy Malone.
But first, Cam,
the weather, the blizzard.
Right, Doug, and those blizzard-like winds whip snow across. Blizzard-like winds whip snow across.
Honestly, I've never seen anyone work harder than this guy. I've known him since he was 18. And he's got more energy than any person I've ever seen.
Aggravated the natural gas shortage as it dropped temperatures from what had been an almost balmy 28 degrees to sub-zero. It resulted in the early closing of many schools, businesses,
and shut down the airport. Meredith Lewis has details.
The worst of the blizzard howled across northeast Ohio during the morning rush hour.
Can you make me some hot chocolate for you?
Papa?
Yeah?
Make sure I don't hit the pole.
I'll do my best, but if you get too close to the pole, you just jump out, okay?
Just jump.
You just roll out. You ready?
Not on me.
Good job, Glory.
No.
Look at her go.
She came pretty close, though.
Yay! Three.
Transmission number 7 begins at 10:45. Transmission number 6 begins at 09:42:45.
Hi, this is a dispatcher here. What's that speaking to you? Transmission number 7 begins at 10:00 hours and 4:05 seconds.
Staten Island, Sid, I'm a helper.
Yes, anyway, Captain Monty, operations.
Uh-huh.
Do me a favor, I sent you over a fax message.
Right.
All right, put transmittal, citywide, teleprint the voice alarm and a radio.
Citywide and voice alarm.
And a radio.
And a radio.
And a teleprinter.
Teleprinter.
Did you get it yet?
Hold on a second.
Transmission number 12 begins at 10:08 hours.
Transmission number 13 begins at 10:07 and 23 seconds.
Transmission number 9 begins at 10:05 hours and 36 seconds.
Shovel detail, pick detail. Then us, we were always sick.
Charrière, malade.
Sick.
Malade couché.
Sick in bed.
Jamais?
Jamais j'ai le temps.
Welcome to the penal colony of French Guiana, whose prisoners you are, and from which there is no escape.
Death row, going to the guillotine. The man, he came out, you see. He was already bound here and here. And he walked. At the front. like this. And the man goes by like this. There are two steps. Judges who administer justice and the police, the judges are crippled and the police are corrupt. And the penal system is degrading, humiliating, subhuman. What it means is it's not protection they want, it's revenge.
I think someone who sees I Do Not Own Snow White, he understands that maybe he can start to play with it. It's about the circulation of stories. It's about how we can tell story to each other and how this is really fluid or how this is not so much fluid.
A weak mind, a strong back.
Well, you'll need a woman who she'll cry on your shoulder and tell you the whole goddamn trouble inside and out. Then after she gets through, she'll say, what the hell am I talking to you
for? Taxi cabs in New York City. Most of them company owned, and some of them private. In a night and day shift, that adds up to 26,000 cabbies, with 12,000 more to take care of the other hours that give around-the-clock service to the citizens and visitors of New York. And every one of those 38,000 drivers has a story in a night and day shift, beginning with the time years ago when he started hacking as a temporary job. With 12,000 more to take care of the other hours that give around-the-clock service to the citizens and visitors of New York. And every one of those 38,000 drivers has a story, beginning with the time years ago when he started hacking as a temporary job.
The only other trade I knew I got out of because my feet bothered me. I was a waiter. So in order to get off my feet, I took a job sitting down.
Just something that I had to do or do nothing. And when I got into it, so as the years went by, and that was it. I couldn't get no other job. Not that this was any better. I used to sell for a house, and the house folded up, and then I got married, and then I started to raise a family, so I couldn't to get my, locate no other job, and as the years went by, I was getting older, and that was it. I often wonder why the new fellas, come in to drive a cab today, or even a few years back, when their opportunities were far more greater than what the opportunity that I had. I couldn't get a job, no help.
I went from the army, I went from the place,
trying to get people.
Yeah.
But there wasn't enough of them dying.
much closer.
15 or 20 years ago to this now, you know, because, well, you know, look, the Fulton Fish Market, I mean,
last
I heard, they were just about to move that out.
Well, going to the Fulton Fish Market, seeing it in operation, was a direct connection between you and the 19th century, you know, and there were so many things like that, and there were, you know, in just in the East Village, even in the 70s, and even in the early 80s, there were little stores that had been opened by their present owners, like in the 1920s. And there was not that much of a change, you know. It's not like the past was tangible. You could feel it, you know. And it was, you know, to a certain extent, that's still available in the tenements. But these days, just barely. It's the architecture. They've been, you know, they've been sandblasted on the outside and gut rehabbed on the inside, you know, whereas when I was still opening the same window as the guy in 1912 built it.
Is that we live in a universe whose age we can't quite compute, surrounded by stars whose distances we don't altogether know, filled with matter we can't identify, operating in conformance with physical laws whose properties we don't truly understand. And on that rather unsettling note, let's return to planet Earth.